Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide, books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
Trying to get ahead in your career without understanding who you truly are is like striving to reach a destination without a map. Once you identify your personality type and how you prefer to work, learn, and interact, you will see a clearer path to achieving your professional goals. The Myers-Briggs Type Indicator helps you find out which personality category you fit. For example, are you an extrovert or an introvert? A thinker or a feeler? Someone who judges or someone who perceives? Perhaps you are unsure. If you want to improve your work performance and move up in your career, knowing your personality type is crucial, says psychologist Donna Dunning. In her guide, 10 Career Essentials, published by Nicholas Breeley Publishing, Dunning explores that premise in depth by offering an abbreviated Myers-Briggs personality type test and then explaining how your natural preferences influence your work performance. Optimally, once you know your tendencies and inclinations, you will make choices that suit you and lead to your professional success. To that end, Dunning outlines 10 career-boosting strategies. Get Abstract recommends this informative, highly accessible book to all professionals interested in applying a bit of practical psychology and cognitive science to their career advancement plans.
Adopt these 10 fundamental strategies to become more successful and more satisfied with your work. First, set professional goals that mesh with your natural proclivities. Based on your Myers-Briggs personality type, you approach work in one of 8 ways. You may be a responder, explorer, expediter, contributor, assimilator, visionary, analyzer, or enhancer. As a responder, you act and adapt, observing what is going on around you and identifying challenges and opportunities. You react quickly and are good at improvising. If you are an explorer, you search for links and associations among concepts, try to uncover possibilities, and test new ideas. As an expediter, you are an efficient, responsible worker who likes to analyze and organize. You are goal-oriented and prefer to be in charge. If you are a contributor, you are empathetic. You care about relationships and enjoy a harmonious, collaborative work environment. As an assimilator, you like to take in all the facts and combine them with what you already know before you act. If you are a visionary, you look at possibilities and envision the future. You view the big picture and you embrace new ideas and technologies. As an analyzer, you are a flexible, careful thinker who delights in problem solving. You rely heavily on logic to make decisions. And lastly, if you are an enhancer, you focus on how a situation or problem affects people. Knowing your individual approach to work not only helps you set better goals, it also helps you apply these career success strategies more effectively.
Second, maintain a positive outlook so people will enjoy working with you. Optimists radiate helpfulness and confidence and willingly take on tough challenges. When you are upbeat, your bosses and colleagues enjoy your energy and can-do attitude. Make a good impression by speaking positively about people and situations and by handling unpleasant circumstances gracefully.
Third, assume accountability for your accomplishments as well as your mistakes. Take ownership of your success by working independently, persisting in the face of adversity, and finishing what you start. Avoid placing blame, giving up, or making excuses. Examine your professional choices and actions and determine how effective they are. If you are not getting the results you want, adjust and improve. Though you may seek guidance from time to time, your job performance is ultimately your responsibility.
Fourth, learn from everyone. Value other people's experience and input, and glean lessons from every interaction. Hone your listening skills. Identify the purpose of every conversation, and tailor your response accordingly. Good listeners make innocuous comments that encourage the speaker to continue, such as, What happened then? Keep the lines of exchange open by empathizing with the other person's feelings. When the speaker is finished, respond by summarizing what you think he or she said in your own words to confirm that you heard the message correctly.
Fifth, relate to others. To be an effective communicator, understand your listeners. Accommodate their personality types, learning styles, backgrounds, and experiences. Convey a clear, concise, honest, and direct message. When providing feedback, keep it constructive and balanced. If communication conflicts arise, make finding a win-win solution your goal. Understand everyone's needs, then discuss your alternatives and achieve a consensus.
Sixth, cultivate your curiosity. To succeed in the modern work world, you need to seek information and synthesize it well. Build your reputation as a savvy, up-to-date employee so your superiors will consider you for new projects and opportunities. Constantly update your knowledge. Always try to apply what you learn to your everyday tasks.
Seventh, focus, clarify, and organize your thought processes so you can deal with work issues efficiently and make sound decisions. To solve problems, first define them. Look beyond the symptoms to find the root cause. Then generate solutions. Before making a decision, explore and evaluate several options. Select and implement the solution that works best. Develop a time frame and an action plan. Once you have put your action plan to work, assess whether it solved the problem and make the necessary adjustments.
Eighth, surpass expectations. Begin by using good work practices such as setting priorities, managing your time well, and organizing your workload. Understand exactly what your managers expect from you so that you can reach every objective. However, establish standards for yourself that are higher than those set by your managers. Take on additional responsibilities at every opportunity and strive continually to improve.
Ninth, thrive in uncertainty. The world is constantly in flux. If you anticipate trends and remain open to change, you'll be poised for success. To develop a forward-looking mindset, view situations from several perspectives, and consider various possible outcomes. Look for information from diverse sources, read relevant publications, and attend workshops and conferences. To cope with uncertainty, ask what you can do to better understand the situation and how this change might improve your life and enhance your personal growth. Be ready to take risks or try something different in order to adapt.
Tenth and finally, promote your progress. Don't expect your hard work to speak for itself. In a tactful way, let your managers and colleagues know when you perform at a high level. This alerts them to your strengths, skills, and achievements and puts you first in their minds for opportunities and advancements. Seek opportunities to share your successes and inform coworkers who are in a position to help further your career goals. Business associations in many industries hold networking events that are an ideal forum for self-promotion.
Thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries. To learn more about this topic, simply enter the keywords career skills on getabstract.com.